Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 15th. You'll be interested to know. Today is National Bunion Day. Established by Treace Medical Concepts in 2024, raises awareness about bunions and their treatments. Celebrated on the third Tuesday in April, it educates the public on this common deformity. Treace's Lapiplasty procedure offers a groundbreaking solution, correcting bunions with minimal recovery time. Learn more about this impactful health initiative. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 45 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some rain showers today, mostly cloudy with temperatures peaking around 65, then dropping to about 59 in the afternoon, accompanied by a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low near 40 and a breezy west wind gusting up to 28. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just after 7:30 with a high tide at 1:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 53 and west winds. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 38. Thursday brings sunny weather with a high near 58 and mostly clear skies at night, cooling to 37. Friday will be mostly sunny, reaching a high near 63, but expect a chance of rain showers Friday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 49. Saturday also has a chance of rain with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 73, and a low around 47 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Harvard University will not accept unprecedented demands from the Trump administration regarding continued federal funding, which infringe on the institution's First Amendment rights. President Alan Garber stated, "We will not negotiate over our independence or our constitutional rights." The administration had threatened nearly $9 billion in grants amid an investigation into campus antisemitism. Garber emphasized that no government should dictate what universities teach or whom they can admit. A White House spokesperson reiterated that institutions violating Title VI law are ineligible for federal funding, stating President Trump aims to end unchecked antisemitism in education. Now on to sports. Rory McIlroy's recent victory at the Masters has delighted bettors, while causing frustration for sportsbooks. Last week, Johnny Avello from DraftKings noted that McIlroy was drawing more bets than last year's champion, Scottie Scheffler. A DraftKings bettor had wagered $10,000 on McIlroy at odds of plus 650, anticipating a payout of $65,000. Despite a dramatic final round filled with ups and downs, McIlroy clinched his first Masters title. Seamus McGee from BetMGM confirmed that McIlroy was the most bet golfer, leading to a significant shift in odds. The next major event, the PGA Championship, is scheduled for May 15th through 18th, with McIlroy and Scheffler again favored to win. in local sports. Last night in Florida, the Sox were overpowered by the Rays, losing 16-1. The offensive onslaught included a pair of homers from Misner, driving in 3 runs. Meanwhile, Campbell's solo shot in the 3rd inning was the lone highlight for Boston. Houck struggled on the mound, taking the loss with 10 hits, allowed over 2 1/3 innings. The Sox now sit at 8 wins and 10 losses on the season. Tonight, they clash with the Rays again. Walker Buehler, sporting a 3.57 ERA, squares off against Ryan Pepiot, who has a 3.38 ERA. Moving on to hockey, tonight, the Bruins, at 33-39-9, hit the ice against the Devils, who are 41-32-7. In top news, new research from scientists at the University of California, San Francisco reveals that CT scans may be more harmful than previously believed. These scans account for about 5% of new cancer cases annually in the United States. While the risk from a single scan is low, frequent users, such as those with chronic conditions, should weigh the benefits and risks. The study predicts over 100,000 future cancers due to rising CT use, which has increased by 30% since 2007. It's crucial to understand the potential dangers associated with these scans, especially for vulnerable populations like children. In business news, in the world of artificial intelligence, Dario Amodei, co-founder and CEO of Anthropic, is on a mission to create powerful AI that remains benevolent. Recently back from Davos, he expressed confidence that models like Claude will outperform humans in cognitive tasks within 2 years. However, the landscape is shifting as a Chinese company, DeepSeek, has introduced a competitive large language model at a fraction of the cost. Despite this, Amodei insists that efficiency does not diminish the value of advanced intelligence. Anthropic is focused on ensuring the safe development of artificial general intelligence with a commitment to ethical standards in AI. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $86,000. Ethereum is up 1% to about $1,600. And Goetze's Maximus is down 2% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A recent poll by Pointer and the University of Minnesota reveals that many Americans are largely disgusted by artificial intelligence in news reporting. Nearly half of the respondents expressed that they do not want AI to report the news, while 20% believe that news organizations should not utilize this technology at all. The survey, which included 1,128 participants, also found that 49% had no interest in chatting with virtual assistants for news. Furthermore, 30% had no confidence in AI-generated articles. This skepticism underscores a growing distrust in media fueled by various factors, including political rhetoric. So what do you think? Have I earned your trust yet? In entertainment news, Los Angeles is experiencing a significant decline in film and television production, as reported by Film LA. In the first quarter of 2025, On Location shoot days fell by 22.4% compared to the previous year, totaling 5,295 days. Television production dropped by 30.5%, with notable declines across all categories. Feature films decreased by 28.9%, and commercials were down by 2.1%. Governor Gavin Newsom and state legislators are advocating for improvements to California's film tax credit program to attract productions and boost local jobs. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer and actress, Demi Lovato. And she said, "No matter what you're going through, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it may seem hard to get to it, but you can do it. And just keep working towards it, and you'll find the positive side of things." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.